off on his own. Thank y'all for fucking welcome back to another episode of These Fools, man. I got my guys and gals in the building. How y'all doing today?
Whoa.
Eventful day.
Yeah.
Eventful day. Keep killing, because you've been gone with two episodes.
Anyway, man.
Oh shit!
God. Why, bro? I can't do that.
Why, man?
My fault.
Dude, he had a rough day. We got
to go. I ain't giving him no pay.
My fault.
My nigga had a rough day.
But I know we got some topics that go ahead throw out there.
We got
the main one.
What's the main one?
Dirty Dick Bandit. I'm gonna explain this whole thing. Well, listen to me.
That is not the main. Nigga, what?
So how they told you about this in the text message, I feel like it was kind of wrong.
It wasn't wrong, nigga.
Okay, explain it then, because if it was wrong, y'all may seem like you just going there, Dirty Dick. No, it's okay. You got your nigga come from
Hooping,
the gym. You know, he looking good and shit. You gonna want that dick right now? You not gonna take that?
No. He gonna look just as good. Trust.
Hey, as all I heard was come here, bring that.
Cause like, see, now I'm like that. Like she be like, I'm like, no, I'm not about to give you no dirty dick. Let me go watch this. Now she's like,
hey, but y'all was mad at me because I said I didn't want her to shower. You know, right before we left the club.
That's club pussy.
I want
right
the
though.
Club dress, you know. I want that whole ensemble. What I just seen you in, not you go home shower. Now you got a muumuu on.
I'm just saying, dude. So you tell me you never.
No, I've never fucked a musty chick like you. What you were saying?
I just, no, because my thing, like,
what's the problem with that? What, nigga? What?
Okay. And then it depends on what type of sweat.
It's what type workout of sweat.
Smell. Cause some motherfuckers be smelling like
men.
Swamp ass.
That part.
Nigga, no.
Smell like fucking raccoon. Like, no.
So you not letting a dude stick his shit in his dirt.
No, nigga. That you listen to Currency?
Yeah.
Remember Currency said it wasn't that long ago, but he was like, shit, I got to take a shower before I even touch you, you know, lay a finger.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's how I feel, nigga. Like, I got to be clean before you.
I don't give a fuck if I just took a shower 2 hours ago. Anything over an hour, like, since, no.
So you got somebody come over to your apartment over there?
Yes.
You taking a shower before they get over there?
Yes. Every time. No. I can see if
what?
I didn't. If, like, I've been through my day, and I've gotten in the shower, and I'm in the bed, it depends on how long I've been asleep.
Well, if he did, this what I'm getting at. Like, you did while there, he's just like, what's up? You're like, nigga, you ain't shower before you came over here? You got work? What's up? You still going to be like, no, you ain't getting no ass.
No, I have a
shower. You ain't
going to
take a whole bath for nothing?
I have a shower.
You just go there just like you are.
Mm-mm.
I have a shower.
How would you know if he don't? Okay,
my nigga, I'm gonna fuck around. Don't let her have a bathroom.
How about this?
If she have a bathroom in the room, I'm in the dojo. You know what I'm saying?
Like, do you hear me? Have you? Okay.
You tripping, bro?
I mean, Randy, you measure your own dick. I'm pretty sure the answer to this question is yes.
What's that?
Have you ever smelled your own dick/balls? Either or.
Yeah, okay.
After you have worked out.
Yeah.
But you want us to let that enter the most sensitive part of us?
That's love, right there.
No.
That sound like a yeast infection.
Do you hear me? Come on.
They have creams for that shit. They have creams for that.
Kyle gets it.
I'll go grab the, you know, what is that? Do you want the 7 day or the 1 day?
Are you gonna eat it while the cream in that
goddamn? Hell no.
Oh no.
Exactly.
Y'all got to go.
7 day, 1 day. What we doing?
Wrong with y'all?
You want the 7 day or 1 day? What we doing? Like, I got you. I got you. Damn.
I don't want to talk to this nigga no more, bro.
Like, no. I'm not itching for nobody.
God damn, that's a risk we taking. Like, come on now. Like,
because you are not the one who has to suffer.
Go wash your dick. Okay. Well, you can't fuck with that yeast infection. Go.
Exactly, because my thing is.
You go and put your dick in there.
Y'all fucking on periods. What's the difference?
Go and put your
dick
in there.
It's a big ass difference.
And watch.
It's a big difference.
I told y'all the story about how I feel about you getting
that dust bottle coming out your dick. That shit gonna scare the fuck out you, nigga.
You hear me?
I told y'all how I feel.
And you gonna want to fucking hunch a tree.
That shit gonna stink.
Because this shit gonna itch so fucking bad.
Listen.
And if you ain't never had duck butt in your life, you're damn sure gonna have it.
I don't see the problem with that. It's just like, you know, I've told you.
Talk to you guys. Talk to you.
Please.
Send them a text message. Just tell them, chill out.
Y'all know the story of me coming, get off work, and just, that's, I come to work, be like, hey.
Hey.
You probably had swamp ass all day, though, so.
She told me plenty of times, like, nigga, you smell like work.
Make his ass take time. Okay. Stop him mid-stroke. Let him get 2 in. Uh-oh, bitch. Go wash your ass.
I don't see the problem with that shit. There's no problem giving a chick some dirty dick.
Just go in the shower, get in the shower, and let him follow you.
There's nothing wrong with dirty dick. You know, you
tripping.
Don't spread the love, my boy.
This sound like an STD.
I mean,
spread the what, nigga?
As long as it ain't AIDS, nigga, that shit curve. Wait, nigga,
oh my God.
We good. We can
boy,
be at the
shut the fuck up.
To
no.
Get together.
No.
Unless you know where you got it from. Right, nigga, I got it from where? Would you rather.
Brandy, what? Brandy, nope. I don't. No, we don't rather.
You want to know where you got this shit from. You know, I got it from this nigga. They're gonna ask you those questions like, how many are you sexual? How many partners have you been with? This nigga right here, he ain't take a bath. That's all it is. He's gonna do the shit like that.
You too grown for that.
Correct. So,
that's some shit they ask you when you in, you know, with your mama. You know what I'm
saying? So, you saying, okay.
you go to the doctor now where you be like, hey, look at this shit.
So, what's the age limit of being too old to go to the clinic for?
No, not being too old.
I'm asking.
Ain't no age limit.
Okay, that's right.
What I'm saying is, they just gonna, you know, they not gonna ask you. Are you sexually active?
I'm just saying.
You know, probably gonna get the nurse on that side on you like, oh, bitch. And you know what she's gonna tell you? Cover your dick up. Welcome. After she stick this long ass.
That shit is painful as fuck, though. You know.
That's the biggest Q-tip I've never seen in my life.
It's big and it's thin as fuck. It's just like, I'm like, nigga, y'all know where it's going?
Ain't nothing supposed to go in your dick hole like that.
Nothing. That's my fear of sleeping ass naked because I feel like something gonna go in my bill. Like that's my fear. Like soon as we get done, I'm getting up, put on some drawers. Like, no, I'm not about to sleep ass naked. And she laughed at me. I'm like, nigga, this was a serious moment. Like
that shit feel good though, G.
It was a serious moment.
Man, listen.
Somebody breaking the house, I'm ass naked. What the fuck I'm gonna do? I told you, I'm not fighting them nigga naked.
I'm turning into Beowulf, my nigga. I'm gonna fight your ass nigga.
I promise you, it feels so much better to a woman. You mess around, shave that.
Somebody breaks into the house.
I'm running around that bitch with the knife, you know.
And the cops coming in, ass nigga with a gun and shit.
The cops have seen me down the nigga already before, so.
You can't go pull on no draws. Hey, man, look.
The police gonna cover you up. Like if you was a thief and they caught you in the house, they gonna put some pants on you or something.
Yeah, but then you got sitting in the damn car ass naked and shit.
Oh no, they gonna put some pants on you before they put you in the car.
Absolutely.
They're
gonna
put your ass on
me. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That sound like it's gonna make your ass hit. You don't know who been in the back of that motherfucker though.
I'm still gonna say it's okay with that. And the musty.
Oh nigga, you tripping with that.
That was different. Right?
Hey, how was that different?
I was 15.
Because you were a child, that makes it better.
You don't. I ain't know no better. I told you the story. How I didn't know nothing,
nigga. I ain't hit a chick one time because I smell her feet.
She get the same
time. And she was cold, my nigga.
Wow.
So you telling me you just denying pussy because her feet stink?
Yes.
Those standards are too high.
That's not high.
It's too high.
I don't want to smell nothing.
It's too high, my dude.
I don't want to smell nothing.
Okay.
You telling me you going down on the chicken? You gonna keep going?
I see it through.
All right, you can talk to this man.
I have to see it through. I have to make it.
Oh my god.
So, like,
you gonna eat some sour pussy because you got to see it through.
Because I was just about to say, like, if I smell anything, instant dryness, it's like instant, my nigga. Like,
damn, on the dick, you just gonna be like, he's taking tripping, G.
Like. Your dick gonna still be hard if you smell a bitch that's like,
no.
I'm just gonna just put myself in a happy place and just
nigga, what?
Go in and be like, hey.
What's the happy place? What
I was about to say, what is in this happy place?
You got to go through the same. I'm gonna ignore this.
This happy 2 minutes. Place I'm giving her make the me best not two think minutes. About a motherfucker that stink. I don't need a mate.
2 minutes. I'll give her the best 2 minutes, but hey. You lying. So you tell me you never fuck a chick that?
No. No.
Those standards too high, man. That
smell, though, like.
We y'all, okay, we not talking.
You ever ate some food that stank?
They eat chitlin.
Wait a minute, hold on.
You.
That's no, up. Not me, but they
have
eat
chitlin. You. No. We talk about you.
I haven't, but.
Okay, then.
I brought that
you
up.
You see
just
how
you
tried to bring it up? Remember we was in the Snapchat? I was about to say, I like, come on, man.
So I was just saying, this is what y'all eating right now.
I don't eat this.
It takes 8 hours to get clean, though.
Do you see this?
But you eat ass.
Nigga, you eating shit.
Let's get clean.
Ass get 8 hours.
Okay. So somebody can take a shower for like an hour.
So you gonna, you just, okay. This right here is nasty.
That's nasty.
You eat ass, it got to be fresh ass. The minute. Walk too far, it's stank again. Yo, period.
If you go down steps. The hallway too much, what's
what I'm saying? 20 steps, baby. 20 steps.
That's it.
And you back to you.
That.
Oh, man.
So you don't eat ass, man?
I've never done it, G.
You never ate ass? Never I don't believe it. You don't. You never ate ass at all?
I never ate ass in my life. I'm sorry. Nothing made me. I didn't see any reaction after you put a thumb in ass and, you know, she that little lift up, bitch. Woo! But I just can't see myself putting my face in somebody's ass. Like, I'm sorry, you know what I'm saying? I ain't knocking nobody that do that shit, but I'll be thinking, did this bitch shit today?
What the fuck?
I mean, I know she gonna take a shower, but come on, man. That's just too much power for somebody. It's like, bitch, you ate my ass.
What's the difference from her saying you ate my pussy and eating ass? That's
pussy what... is something totally different, G. You don't shit out no pussy.
I know what you bleed.
In his defense,
I know what farts and shit smell.
A pussy is basically a self cleaning up.
Nothing she wrong. Can only clean her ass.
So you don't trust your old lady to clean her ass properly?
That, but
you
I know what shit smell like.
You know they do have those toilets.
That shoot up. Yeah.
I mean,
I ain't knocking nobody. I just can't do it, folks. I'll probably be crying or some shit.
Okay.
So you telling me you wouldn't eat your girl ass at all? If she asked, like, you got to be drunk. Niggas, I'm going to text her to get this nigga drunk.
I didn't been drunk.
And throw that ass in his face.
Keisha didn't send me pictures of me
and record the shit.
Take what homecoming. She just started scrolling. She was like, you made me take these. I delete all that shit. That shit was terrible.
You got to be drunk. I don't know.
What's wrong?
Nothing wrong with eating ass, my boy.
Hey,
it's 2021, niggas eating ass, sucking toes. Come on, nigga.
I suck toes. You know what I'm saying? That's the move right there. Hold the leg up,
but
a little pressure. Put the foot in your mouth. At the
you don't think
time.
That's worse than ass? Because that's
toes. Feet,
stinky ass feet, toes, crusty as hell.
You nigga. Can't shit out your toes. And I paid for them toes to look the way they're gonna look. So I don't need to take care of my kids because you shitted the baby out. That's a great valid point. Fuck them kids from now on.
See,
come on, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, bro. I just can't get with
you. Eating ass is, hey, if you eating ass, hey, kudos to you because your woman probably is in love with you right now. Because you showing her like,
that's what I wanted to ask y'all. So
eating I'm ass
sure,
is I'm, good?
No, fuck oh, no. Oh. Fuck you. I'm sure y'all probably have, though. You know what I'm saying? You fucking with the vibrator? The one
I hid her toy for about 2 weeks.
Are you
son? Son, all right. So check this out. Check what? This out.
Wait, hold
if
on.
You think eating her
this
ass
about to be a whole another goddamn topic. Hold on.
So if you think having eating her ass gonna have a tender. I've seen it. Just give it to her and put that wand on and see what she gonna do. Dude.
Yes, Mara. I hid it for
two don't weeks. Hide it, nigga. No, I'm pull that motherfucker out while you. I'm telling you, dude. Listen to me. Listen to me. If I ain't never told you nothing else.
Try
that shit. We'll
try.
But...
Dude,
you had them cool grades
the most.
She had them on the charger, the rolls, on the nightstand for 2 days. I'm looking at her like, what the fuck is this for?
Contrary to popular belief, I am not a lover of the rolls.
Thumb in her butt. Dick in her good. That one on her clit. You're going to be fresh tomorrow, my nigga. I'm telling you. Everything you want for Christmas gonna be there the next day.
Listen, like a microwave.
Man, I'm telling you.
I ain't ready for that. But yeah, I hid the rose for 2 weeks.
How you eat an ass and you ain't ready for that?
Right.
I hid it. Hold on, because she had this on the nightstand. Like, yeah.
Y'all, listen. Let me tell y'all.
You pissed me off. I'm looking at her like, bro.
It was on a charger. I had turned the light off. It's charging, you know, because I had to run up front for something. I come back, and when I turn the light off, I'm like, wait. And I turn it back. I'm like, where is it? I don't know what you're talking about.
That be quick, didn't it?
So quick. I don't know what you're talking about.
Wow.
2 weeks. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. It was gone.
Okay, so yeah, this is definitely about to turn to another topic. So what's your deal? What's told?
I have no deal with the toys, but
it's definitely a deal.
Don't just have definitely it out there.
Like, it's a deal to the point to where
get
like,
the one. Geez.
What is this? Like, no.
You don't need it.
Get the one. Use it on.
Why?
What do you mean why? This right here is good enough right here. You good.
What about when you ain't home, folks?
The fuck? You better wait.
Oh.
Excuse me, what? So a woman's pleasure is no longer hers because she got a nigga.
Duh, what the fuck? What the hell? Like, yes.
You fucking crazy.
Yes. Like, what other answer is that? Yes.
I don't know.
You don't need that. Like, I'm...
So, do you still beat your dick?
That's different. Okay,
no, it's not. No, it's motherfucking
that's different.
No,
I don't have no pussy pocket or nothing doing
that. But still.
In his defense, y'all ain't got all the blood that we're from.
Right, that's what I'm trying to tell them.
Yes, the fuck we do. This shit be out.
I was about to say.
You don't go straight to your dick.
Yeah.
Who?
Y'all ain't got dicks. Come on, man.
Do you understand what a clitoris is?
I do understand what a clitoris is.
And I know you've seen something that look like one.
Had I had one
sheet. That look like a dick?
Exactly.
I'm gone, baby.
But my thing is, it's all in the chromosome. If I had one extra whatever, or one wide, whatever. Exactly.
I don't like the way that
clit would have elongated and turned into a dick. So initially.
Wait.
That is real science.
Google it.
I don't give a fuck.
So the X comes on to turn your ass to
just not going to be talking like, you know, clits or dicks.
They technically kind of
no.
Are. Yes, it is.
No,
I mean, we
no,
know the sex ed that's pretty much what turns
no
into.
No more or something.
Well, yes.
No.
What you mean?
Funny.
Listen to what y'all saying. Y'all
it
like
is compatible. I will say that. It's not a dick. It is
compatible. Imagine you telling me, you know, a clit is the same thing, and then we go in the room, and I'm looking at your clit like, I put my mouth on there. That's a dick.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, think about the ones that are like huge as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
That's like, scary as fuck.
It is. Anomalies.
Like, have you ever seen a video where like a girl jacking it? I'm like,
she jacking her.
Yeah.
Yes.
So big.
Oh, y'all too deep in the trenches.
Or the chicken. Or the Arby's saying. Meat. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit?
You eat Arby's?
I'm just saying, like, you seen how the.
I know. Yeah.
We got the meats. Yeah, yeah. I'm looking at this like, God damn, what's up? It's a lot of layers.
But you're
right
still
there.
Going through it.
Yeah, I'm still going to go through it.
That's a lot of layers.
I just wanted to know.
That's called labia.
Oh, that's what that's called? Oh.
Yes.
I thought she had a disease.
Nigga, we going to teach y'all sex now. Oh, my God. The fuck?
I thought she just had like a disease.
I don't want you to use the rose. You get you a wine.
God damn. Right. Is that what that shit's called for real?
But listen, let me tell you something.
Why she got that?
Get
it.
Listen to me, G. This is for you, my nigga.
A vibrating cock ring, I guarantee you.
A what?
A vibrating cock ring.
I ain't like
that. He ain't gonna.
What the fuck is that?
Look, I'm gonna have to find one to light up.
What the hell is that? There's like a condom or some shit? What's that?
They like, got some with like a camera on that bitch too, G.
It's
like,
a camera
too?
But like a, let me see how far my dick goes.
It's like a band. Oh, it's like a band that goes around the base of your dick. First of all, it keeps blood flow there, so you stay harder longer.
Okay.
And then, if you get a vibrating one, it basically turns your dick into a vibrator, but it pleasures her and you.
By vibrate? No, I don't know. That's too.
Okay, you got my interest.
So the nigga who was running trains at 10 is not wanting to participate in extracurricular sexual activities that involve a toy.
Listen to me, G. They want to look just like this, the top of this mic. Mm-hmm.
Man,
You remember?
That's too much work, my nigga.
You remember what that was?
No, it ain't.
God damn, what's the name of that movie? Bro?
The same work it takes. Demolition Man. You reach around and rub that shit while you getting it from the back.
That's what it looks like.
It's the same amount of work.
Man, come on.
Especially the
toy. And you ain't even got to hold that bitch. Let her hold that motherfucker.
Nah, because she might get a little crazy with that shit.
What you mean?
You think she gonna touch you with it? You scared?
It's just
gonna vibrate, nigga. What the fuck?
It's his face.
What if she hit your balls with it? Just...
Oh, Martin. Listen to me.
She gonna touch you your balls that with that shit? Motherfucker.
Baby. Keisha ate your butt before?
Do what?
Keisha ate your butt before?
No, nigga.
Okay, then. So. Okay, then.
I'll say what? No! Wait, Kyle.
Listen, I don't like this nigga, man.
Listen, I'm tell you this now.
Dude.
The first time I was like...
Oh, you're getting too personal now, dude.
I was like, what the fuck is going on? No, see, testing, I was like, all right, I'm about to punch you in the face. You know, you're going a little bit too far now.
Oh, my God.
And she was like, calm down. I'm like, look. I'm squeezing my butt. Like, you're going too far right now.
You were clenching my butt. Yeah. Hold on, wait. So was you laying down with your legs knocked over?
Pretty much, yeah. Yep. I was the female. I was just legs in the air swinging. My legs are swinging and shit. And I'm like,
I tell y'all all the time, I find some new shit out about my dog.
I was like,
I've been knowing this nigga for 20 plus years, y'all.
This feels good. Goddamn. I see why, you know, this shit feels good.
But a toy is just
too far. It's just too far. That's because she was going to start doing this shit without me. I'm like, hey, what's going on? Like, nah, that's not cool.
I feel like you was old girl off Baby Boy when she was like, you just gonna rape me in front of my son.
Pretty much. That's how I felt, man.
Was you holding your name like behind your knee? Like,
I felt like the chick, my leg was in the air and everything, dude. I was just
God
like,
damn.
I never had this happen before. I was like, what the fuck? Like, this is too much. And then the tongue was going, I was like, oh, okay, all right, I can get with this, you know.
Nigga.
All right. Man, I wish the fuck I would.
You never ate a dude butt before?
I have. Not okay, the guy so. That I currently, he'll be like, I think it'll be the first time he called me a bitch. He'll be like, bitch.
You have to. That's not something you just dive in. You got to just warm your way into this. Yeah. You can't just be doing that then lick his balls and go straight to it. You got to like, it's steps to this. It's one day I'm gonna do this, second day I'm gonna do this.
Oh, it took days to get
yes, nigga. It was like straight to it, nigga. Because I was just like, hey, so what like, you doing?
She inched down every day,
every time, it was like boom, 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 boom. I was but like, you don't, okay,
you don't want to use a toy.
Like, I'm still trying to wrap my mind around this, like, you.
I feel like
this is the area we're going in, but a toy is just out of the question.
I feel
why
like
the toy got me so important?
It's not important. It's just something that adds to.
Listen.
It's just another new thing to try.
And that's strictly for you, right?
True.
This is for you, my guy. Listen to me. I'm telling you. Okay. That shit gonna spice it up 10, and you're gonna see, like, nigga, she gonna fuck around. Her soul gonna leave her body.
Listen.
We'll try that in your 30s.
Well,
damn.
When you hit you in your 30s, we'll try some shit like that. But now it's like, no, boy. Can't do it. I don't see why.
Listen to what you're saying.
I'm what?
You will eat an ass.
Okay.
You get your ass ate.
Oh, but don't say it like that. Dude. Like, why are you saying
that's
like,
what it
is? That's what the fuck it is.
Okay.
This
okay.
is don't, what we're trying to get you right, to right. realize, my nigga.
Like, don't say it
you
like
you eat an ass. You got your ass lit? How you want me to say it? You got your butt ate. What terminology would you like me to use?
It's
guy?
Only two ways to say that, my nigga.
Just skip that part.
She touched her no-no zone, all right?
Just say, okay. I ate booty and just go to the
no-no zone.
All right, so boom, boom, but no toy?
Like,
I feel like, but I think this is what y'all might not be seeing. Is that I think he feels like I want nothing else satisfying you.
There you go. That's it. That's it.
Say that, my guy.
That's it. That's it.
The story you tell just it didn't add up.
It didn't. I thought I said that. Wasn't clear.
That's insecure as fuck, my nigga.
Okay, I'm an insecure nigga in the bed.
You use it with her, nigga? What you saying?
Because she gonna use the shit. I won't be on the phone with her.
That's gonna be a different sensation than her just using it by herself.
These.
Again.
Nigga, you can beat your dick and come in like 2 minutes.
Thank you.
And then you go in there and have sex for 3 minutes.
This is my thing. You still beat your dick? And you're pleasuring yourself without her?
I mean, okay. That's different.
No, it's not. Definitely not.
I can still do that. Okay, you know what? All right. You want a toy? What kind of toy?
Nigga. Get the goddamn one.
This is what I'm talking about. We're gonna get that. We're gonna get that.
Order that shit off Amazon. It's a sex store right around the damn corner.
We're gonna go in there walk in there and be like, oh shit.
Ain't nobody gonna judge you in that deal. Mm-hmm. You're gonna walk in that bitch. They gonna be like,
what can I help with?
We ain't getting shit bigger than mine.
Gonna be some random ass shit.
What you looking for?
We ain't getting shit bigger than mine. I'm just saying.
You don't even need that. I don't even need
that
little.
This ain't even that. This
start off with a bullet.
She can't even. She can't even insert that in her. G. You know what I'm saying? It's just that's stimulation on top of the clit.
Actually, we can.
You trying to insert that in?
Look, technically,
it's possible.
I did.
Wow.
I just get my dick molded.
You want that whole vibration?
I've never done it. I don't own one.
I just get my dick molded for you. Okay. You know, that's how they mold the dick. Yeah, and just be like,
now so she's gonna use that without you. That's gonna be the worst thing you do.
It was you. Yeah. It was you.
You tweaking.
I don't see no problem with that. We can try that. We good all with right. that. We'll try that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Like, we just talking about something that's a little extra stimulant. That's all.
Dirty dick.
This man. Why do y'all think it's so hard for men to find the click? Dude, it's niggas out here who
I don't
niggas
know. Them.
Don't be knowing, like
they really don't. Some what niggas you mean? Really just some niggas do not concentrate on any other part of the female anatomy other than the vaginal canal. Like a lot of niggas, because a lot of them were not taught to actually please a woman during sex. Okay. They work so hard to get the pussy that when they finally get it, it's just that like they going
the
straight.
Part.
Exactly.
Straight to the pussy part.
They not thinking about pleasing her. They thinking about, oh, I got her.
Let me get that.
You know, like when niggas get older, they realize that
it's seasoned.
They realize that, you know, when they learn these particular body parts, they get them more.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, that's when they care about it. But when a nigga young, well, shit, I can't say that because there's some old niggas out here who feel.
Don't say that.
Is it?
Like, hold up. So, how you know when they see? How you just know?
It's just something about
this take me back to women know who they gonna fuck before.
Yeah,
but how you know a nigga see?
Well, in my defense, I feel like if a nigga tell you he gonna body slam you,
oh god,
like you just gotta know that nigga. Like, he sees it. Especially like for you to have that type of
energy.
energy. That's like blatant big dick energy. Like
yes,
you ain't finna just say that. Like,
and niggas niggas who don't talk.
Okay,
a whole lot. So about the shit that they do.
Is this how y'all can tell niggas who got big dicks and little dicks? How the way they talk and all that?
Yeah.
I was asking because you know.
You can talk a little bit though.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, like, you can.
I'm not talking about like bragging about it. I'm just saying like the way he carry himself, how he approach you, talk to him. Like, yeah, he might have a little size on him, or it might be like
they can set you up for disappointment too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
definitely.
Because
y'all don't check the shoe size no more. Yeah. I know that myth. Like,
maybe that was in the olden days, but not in the
day. Really?
Because it's some little short ass niggas walk around with some. Monsters.
Wow. Okay.
It be them little short, stocky motherfuckers most of the time. It be the real skinny, lanky niggas.
Mm-hmm. You want the light remote?
Wow.
Hey, let's not do skinny niggas like that. Okay. Once upon a time, right?
So, okay. How do you tell if a chick got some good pussy?
After I get the pussy.
Oh. So you not look like I'm trying to get in that shit.
Mismatched socks. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Mismatched socks, and if she got the bunny. Funny. That little tank top, little strap thing right here, and like some little boy shorts.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, she gonna
don't sleep on the muumuu pussy. Oh, okay, the muumuu, and she might have them granny panties on.
Yeah, that's true.
But she wasn't expecting you that night.
Nick, it don't even matter. You see her walk around that Walmart muumuu?
Mm-hmm.
He said,
"Man, shit." That's easy access, my guy.
Nigga, this move will lift up just like
like a club.
Yeah. Cause I don't give a fuck what I got on, nigga. If you feel that boot scoot, nigga, it's up.
Yeah, boot scoot, the mother.
I don't give a fuck what I got on.
Right. Y'all some nasty people.
This one of my times, like, we need to be like a live video or something so they could see my we nasty.
Yeah, nigga.
We just went through a whole episode about getting your no no's on, too.
That, yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
come on, bro. I ain't knocking nobody until you just on, bro.
Nothing wrong with that. I mean, this, you know.
I mean, I'm one of them people. I try anything once, twice if I like it.
So you'll try anything? Like, mm-hmm. Anything? Yeah, you scared. That's scary. You think in your mind like, what the nasty shit I can do?
Yeah.
Like you just thinking like you playing X videos.
What's nasty?
I think the only thing I probably would not try is pegging.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't do pegging. Yeah, no, I couldn't do pegging.
I mean, I get that,
but like
that's too.
I'm not. I have
that's too. Well, that's
like I have licked a nigga ass before.
I feel like a virgin over here. I ain't never licked no ass. I ain't got my ass licked.
You know what I'm saying? Or if a nigga like wanted a finger in there or something like that.
Okay,
like
that's too much. We stop.
But that's about it. That's
I mean, pegging is not that bad, but it is in a way. But
you pegging bitches on?
Jesus fucking Christ. Not this one, but I'm saying, you know.
Let me Google this shit for the people.
You don't do it.
Please
don't
do it. Because as soon as the images come up, you're going to be like, oh, wait.
Kyle.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't do it.
You sitting down?
You're going to Pornhub.
Whoa, wait.
What the fuck?
No. Yo. Oh, wait.
Niggas is letting
But these are men who consider themselves to be straight who are in
relationships. I don't believe this shit. I told you don't go to that shit.
Yo.
But y'all gotta understand, it's gonna be these
dudes. Why would you want that?
Not me, I'm just saying.
Well, you know, okay, what it is essentially is
it's mostly
the male G spot is in the ass.
No. So
I'm tired of hearing that.
Yeah, but most
she had on the dick.
I'm tired of hearing that.
Yeah, but most niggas discover like
but why when they get their first exam though?
Or something like that, if they have to get examined in any way and like they realize that shit feels
it might feel good, but you walk in the room with a strap on, that's a wrap. And I'm gonna treat you like a nigga. Okay? We finna fight.
So
that's a dick.
Why you wouldn't do it? would you be thinking less of your nigga if he asked you to do that?
Put a dick in
his ass. Not you, nigga. I'm asking her.
God damn. Well, because
can I have another one though? Because I have.
Well, because like huge. I said, I've said in a previous episode, like
thank you.
I have a somewhat of a big personality. I run the business, all that other type of stuff. I'm in control a lot of times, so that's one area where I want the man to stay the man.
Yes. Yeah.
So and when like that, I don't want to be that much in control. Like it's okay to take control sometimes with like maybe getting on top, shit like that. But
you taking control?
This is much.
But you know what? I heard. Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's as much control as I want to give. Like in that instance, I like to be overpowered. I want you to take control of me. I'm in control of shit in life. So that's the one area where, like, I'm completely
so what you submissive doing, most of. He comes in the room with this package for you. Hey, put this on for me. I'm about to bid on. Or I'm about to just lay down. You just.
No.
You gonna say no? I'm talking like this dude that.
Everybody has.
Is this one of the. No.
Most times. Like, it's.
What episode we had was your hell nose to something. I forgot what episode that was. But. Is that one of your hell no?
That would be my hell.
Damn.
Hell, motherfucking no.
I get it.
Like, I'm willing to try. I consider myself to be, open, uninhibited, sexually, all of that. But that's just.
Have you ever thought about being with a woman?
I've been with a woman.
Okay, so good. I'm happy to say that. So who eat pussies better, men or women? I don't think we ever asked you that. We asked that way back in the beginning of the podcast.
I mean, when I was with a girl, I was never with a lesbian. I feel like if I was, nah, because it's a difference.
What the fuck is?
I've been trying to tell you.
It is definitely.
What's the difference? Well, no, we get back to that. Finish this, because.
But yeah, I feel like if I had ever gotten my pussy ate by a actual like lesbian, someone who has had a string of sexual relationships with women.
So you told me you mess with studs?
No,
it was probably spare of the moment.
She's saying like somebody
that was you talking. Oh,
like that
I didn't. I'm like, nigga, it's just a whole.
But I mean, I consider myself attracted to females. But I just I'm not enough to where I would want to only have sex with a woman in a long term relationship.
I don't
even think I would want to be with a woman by myself.
Like in a relationship, like we live together and all that. Like,
yeah, no.
Why do y'all think that's okay for y'all to say and not be called gay?
I knew that was cool.
I mean, you can call me what you want to call me. I still like dick.
So you bi. But if a dude come out and say some shit like that, like.
Hey, man, you should have an offense, right?
How? If a dude come out and be like, you know what, I like pussy, but every now and then I'll take some dick up their ass. You be like, nigga, you gay.
No. Yeah. I have dated a bisexual person before.
Yeah. One of the homeboys pop up in the group chat, like, hey, man, y'all ever thought about taking some dick in the ass?
To delete that message. Yeah, I'm going to block it. Like right then and there.
Yeah, because you gay.
That sound bad, but yeah.
You gay at this moment.
That's too much. You know what I'm saying? Like if one of them came out the closet, I'd be like, all right.
See,
man.
He ain't say out the closet. He just
didn't tell you.
No. So what I'm saying is, one of them came out the closet. Cool. We too long in a friendship now. But if you just hit the group chat, damn, I want some dick. Oh no, nigga, you got to go.
Wait.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh my God.
Hey man,
like he said, with my homegirl, like,
one of the niggas hit the group. Hey man, I've been struggling with this for a long time. I'm gay, you know what I'm saying? I won't come out of the club. We can have a conversation about that. You hit the group chat, nigga, I want some dick.
I've been craving dick for a long time.
We probably finna beat your ass, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what the fuck? Yeah, man, did you hear what this nigga
saying? I really think it would just be because y'all caught off guard.
Exactly. That ain't no normal shit you sent to a nigga.
I was wondering.
Not a group of what? About 8 or 9 niggas?
Yeah, about like 9 of us in there. And you come out and you want some dick or you ever
experience. Everybody can fucking know. Man, this nigga.
I'm gonna just go on and post this shit.
Screenshot. We're like, this nigga talking about some dick.
I'm gonna send the Keisha first.
Like, who is that?
And I'm wrong with, you know, if he comes out, I'm like, all right, niggas, just, you know, keep that shit to yourself.
So he couldn't bring his boyfriend.
Hell no.
Like, y'all having a party. Y'all having a party, right? It's such and such birthday. Okay.
But this is like your long time.
And your long time homie is there with somebody in the group and they come with they do.
I know.
Cool. Who the fuck is this nigga?
You know what
you're gonna say? Yeah, who the fuck is this nigga?
You sound like a dad, bitch. You know what I'm saying? It's your
dog. Hey, who the fuck is this nigga, man? You know, like, what you got going on? We said bring your
major fucking jokes going on. I'm already know.
Bring your lover.
On a couple's retreat. A couple's trip.
Like, that's the first time we found out you gay. I mean, we already know. Cool.
Your friend has told y'all, but y'all ain't met the person yet. Like, it's your first time seeing them.
It's gonna be weird. It's gonna be weird as fuck. I'm gonna be asking all types of questions. Who fucking who?
Y'all gonna ask the friend that with the personnel? Y'all gonna keep them off?
Oh, it's gonna be real.
And then, like, so do the friend boyfriend come with y'all when they hang out? Do they go with the girls, women?
They have to get their own place.
It would depend on if he family.
Yo,
it's too many rules to this.
Yeah,
shit.
That's what I'm like, saying. And you have to. They be wanting you to know that.
Like, but my thing is, if he feminine, then he not gonna want to go with y'all. He was like, fuck y'all.
Where the beach is?
Yeah, talk about nah, man. Like,
come on, man.
Hey, Kyle. Hey, Randy.
Hey, bitch, don't say something.
Oh, my God.
Hey, where y'all about to go? Y'all ain't staying here. I mean, I get beat up by a gay dude because I'm not going to. That's something. It's a lose lose. I beat his ass. They're like, damn, you beat up gay niggas now? When I get beat up.
He got that for me. So it's a lose. You can't win the fight. Cause nigga, you beat up somebody gay, you lose that the fight.
Fuck that. That ain't no lose to me, nigga. I defended myself, nigga.
I mean, you know, as a woman, it ain't gonna be a lose, but as a man,
I don't feel like it's gonna be
too many questions. This is what we thinking about, niggas. First of all, why are you fighting the gay nigga? And then, you know, in the hood, you be the gay nigga.
Then gonna be like,
also in the hood, you got your ass beat by a gay nigga.
Then it's like, so you fighting gay niggas? I mean, exactly. You must be gay now. Y'all must be fucking.
Y'all fight for?
Y'all fucking or something? Like, nah, this nigga came at me wrong. Nah, y'all fucking. Now it's everybody saying, hey, you know that nigga gay now.
I ain't got no issue with it. It's just like, the only issue I have with it is when it's brought on too strong. You see what I'm saying? Like,
feel like they kissing all in front of y'all and shit.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't got no problem with that.
That's I don't, nigga. I don't want to see that shit. Go outside.
I ain't holding hands.
Go outside. Hands, whatever fuck y'all want to do, cool. As long as it ain't pushed on me.
You land on him, go
and
outside.
And it's crazy how.
Somebody go outside.
Nigga, they ain't got fucking disease in the
go,
fuck.
Go outside, anything. Y'all want to take pictures together? Go outside, take a picture.
God damn.
To each his own, but.
Just tell them don't come.
It ain't gonna be that bad.
And he shows up, I'm like, hey, where y'all stay?
Like I said, there's gonna be here. A lot of jokes. I can already hear these niggas going in. That should have been funny.
That nigga the strong as fuck, my nigga. God damn.
So this is what you're doing every day.
I'm just saying. Do you know he's gonna have all the girls? They gonna all gonna be.
Yeah, women love getting.
Why? Why do y'all love gay dudes? Like, y'all love having friends.
Because
like,
gay niggas love us.
Hey, fuck, what the fuck you gonna do with the gay niggas that you can't do with your?
Ain't nobody.
Like, they had a big fun. Like, ain't you wanna have some just some carefree fun?
It's like, what's the nigga that be around Ari all the time? Mm-hmm. You see them at strip club and she was throwing all that ass on that nigga? Mm-hmm. It would have been there for me. It would have been no more gay.
Like, I'm gay just to get the pussy.
I would have pulled my shit out in the club.
I'm right saying, there. You know, like,
because she was throwing it on that nigga. He was just happy as hell. Oh, like, ain't no way.
Boy. Walk around naked.
Ain't no way, boy.
Hey, I think I'm gonna
get ain't no here. Instincts come out of it at no time.
No,
nothing came out and said, I'm finna fuck the shit out.
Bisexual,
man, hell no. I would have probably grew a six pack and everything right then and there.
Oh my God.
Stood up.
I just don't
what you trying to do.
Like, dudes, gay dudes be around so many. Gorgeous women.
Cold.
And you telling me you don't slip up, be like, oh shit, it just popped up. So well.
Not at one time you was like, shit, what's up?
Nah, he just my gay friend. You telling me he in the bathroom with y'all ass naked. And y'all never looked over his dick hard like, well, I don't know what this is. Let me try this out with you.
No.
See, I never had a gay dude try to fuck y'all. Yeah, whatever. What? That lays me up to be cool with me and shit. Oh, shit.
You just confused.
Yeah, that is it. Yeah. Let me get you on the right path. I got you. Let's work on this.
But if you have a gay friend who has never been with a woman, most of the time, they not going to be attracted to a woman.
Bullshit.
Never with a woman? How can...
Okay. Well, I mean, this subject goes deep with me. I have a lot of friends who are...
And they never been with a woman?
Yeah.
Never?
Never. Never.
I mean, like...
Never.
Just want to test it just to be sure.
It's natural instinct.
They must have a hard life.
Not if you, but see, that's why I say this subject goes very deep with me, because I also believe in people being born gay.
Born gay?
Yes.
It's natural instinct. Randy, what you said? You ain't never put your dick in a girl before, but you knew you had to fuck that girl, right?
I had
to fuck her.
I just knew I had to put my dick somewhere in there. Like, I knew.
Somewhere in there.
Somewhere.
Nigga ain't no shit about shit.
Somewhere.
I gotta find a hole somewhere. Like, shit, I gotta find a hole. Like, hey, can you help me? Damn, you see me struggling down here? Fuck.
Where this shit go, girl?
Direct me.
Fuck. Where this shit go, girl?
Down here sweating 10 minutes. You just looking at me like, come on.
Is it in there?
She's looking at you like, what are you doing? Nigga, I'm trying to find the hoes.
And then we've been told all our life that shit gonna hurt. So, hell yeah, we're gonna prolong this shit.
No, don't worry. Just spread your legs, you hold it. I just, yeah, all right, I'll be good. Mm-hmm. First time, nigga, it was a struggle the first time. I was like, shit.
Shaking and shit. Somehow yourself
ain't know what the
my
fuck
first
I was
time
doing.
Was so awful.
Shit. Ain't know what the fuck I was doing.
I had sex with a hoe. I'm like, nigga, how you whack and you a hoe?
Hmm.
What?
You ain't happy, my nigga.
It was popular. Mm. It was popular, good looking. You know, them be the ones that, you know, girls like, oh, I'm going, he don't know what the fuck he's doing. He's just rabbit fucking your ass.
What's wrong, rabbit fuck?
At the last second of the ball game, you know, the game over with now. Shit, I won. I won. I'm about to go
and
ahead.
And then the next nigga was the nigga I least expected to be good. And I was like, oh,
so this is what it's supposed to feel like, baby, my guy.
Until you get to the last, you know, you gonna go to speed 2, speed 3.
And this is where I had a problem with this nigga, because he telling me he ain't making no faces, he ain't moaning, but he's slow stroking a motherfucker.
Slow stroking.
You finna slow stroke this bitch, but you ain't got no emotions on your face. No. You ain't gonna moan or nothing.
Like a motherfucker.
Nigga, you ain't slow stroking nobody you don't like that.
Again, you don't make love to these hoes.
What is slow stroking?
You make love to your woman.
What is slow stroking?
Okay. Well, I'm getting there, but the hoes, you ain't doing no slow stroking. You just in that bitch just going.
Rabbit fucking.
But I'm saying.
Don't worry about it. Your story, though, it ain't adding up, my nigga. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I'm not moaning. No, nah. I just don't see how you just in there just making noises. Like, I
feel good.
How are you in there? This is, you sound you louder than her. Good. Like, goddamn, nigga. Like, who's fucking who?
I'm going to be loud. It's just hilarious in that bitch, nigga. You know what I'm saying? What's up, girl? Byron? That's, I'm in that bitch loud, nigga. For no reason. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna let out the cuss words.
Can't come in there.
It feels so uncomfortable.
Do you hear this? Let some noises out, nigga.
She might start going harder.
I don't give a fuck if she won or not.
I know I won.
You said what? If I start doing the whole moaning,
it's called no shame at all.
I'm in control of this. You need to
and if she talk about it afterwards, you know what I'm gonna say?
That's the problem, yeah.
No shame.
Won't be in control all the time.
Nigga, you was in that moment. No shame. And an emoji face. No shame. At all. You tweaking.
Nah, man. Can't do it. It just, no. Uh-uh. Being there, be like, no. Okay.
I ain't saying no. Maybe no don't stop.
I got you. I'm with you. I'm with you on that.
I don't think so. I don't think you're.
I'm with you.
So this nigga ain't moan when you touch this no-no though. I know he did.
Hell no.
You lying, bitch. You, yes, you do. What you did?
I was surprised.
Bitch, you was in there like Prince. You was in there like Prince, nigga.
I was kind of worried, like, don't do this every time. Like, this is just a one time.
Nigga. You made some type of noise out, my nigga.
She right here. First, you know, you took...
The nigga ain't grunt or nothing, because I know he lying.
It took her a minute to get to that, so it was just like...
It don't matter.
It felt good, I ain't gonna lie, but I was like...
Not a...
I know.
We didn't almost did a full hour on it. What would you rather go back in time and fix? All your mistakes, or would you get $10 million in hand? What you doing?
Fixing everything.
Give me the 10.
10?
You only live once, my G.
I'm going to therapy. I'm paying for therapy with that 10.
G, some of your mistakes define you, my nigga. It taught you life lessons.
I'm going to fix some shit.
It happened. It happened for a reason.
Exactly. It happened for me to get this 10 million. I'm going to get it and go on.
What you going to do with the 10?
Everything.
You can invest that money. You said you were going to go back and invest.
I'm going back. Nigga, I already know what to invest.
One meal you can put all your kids through college.
Not all of them, but at least one or two.
How many kids you got?
Some of the niggas dumb. I'm going to have to pay some extra money, my nigga. I'm going to have to just do some extra shit. Like, I'm going to have to get like a building in my name.
We're going to call this episode just Randy's Journey. Because like you went on a full trip today, my nigga.
1 million? They're going to look at me like, nigga, we need more.
A full fucking trip.
We need more than this.
Clearly.
We're going to need more than this. I got four to put to school. Nigga, that's. I told him the other day, I said, listen, out of four of y'all, I at least want one of y'all to make it. I said, I at least want one of y'all to make it.
He's going to be your favorite. Whoever make it out, that's going to be your favorite.
Oh, shit. I told him, I said, I know some of y'all, one of y'all niggas, maybe two, three, one of y'all are not going to make it. Then one of y'all going to be a bum. I told him that. I said, one of y'all going to be a bum. Y'all going to be a bum-ass person. I can see
no.
You told your children this.
Yeah, I told them that. The people
that came from your lawn.
I tell them, because I was like, look, you got to get serious with the school. If not, you're going to be a bum-ass. You're going to be them niggas on the corner of the store asking for some change.
Wow.
I'm going to pull up to you like, nigga, I don't know you. And keep it moving.
That nigga, I don't know you.
Like, dad, nigga, what? Dad, nigga.
You foul as fuck.
Let's motivate them. Like, nah.
You sure?
Yeah.
That's a terrible story.
It's not.
What tell if this story in their mind now? Now he's just like, all right, I'm destined to be a bum ass nigga.
Because it's like, I'm going to prove my dad wrong.
You know hopefully they could go horribly like, wrong.
Hopefully it's like, oh I'm my gonna, God, my biggest fear is being that bum and my dad is seeing me and he don't talk to me. So I can't be that person.
Right.
I hope that's the way they look at it.
Correct.
That's how I'm, in my head, is how I'm looking at it. Like, okay, let me prove this nigga wrong. You know, he tell me all the time he want me to be better than him, so let me go ahead and prove this nigga. The way I know it, because my oldest, when he be doing his basketball thing, he come, I told you I know what I'm doing. I was like, all right. You like, I'm mad. Nigga, I want you to be like the way with me. Nigga, I want you to say that to me. You know, I'm going to sit here and be like, no, I want you to go out there and prove me wrong. Get in classroom, prove me wrong. See, Dad, I told you I can make an A. You say I was a dumbass. Well, you know, we still got some time. Okay. We still have some time.
Things not to say to your
children. please do not talk to your kids.
There's nothing wrong with calling your kids dumb.
Yeah.
It's
on the next episode of These Fools, affirmations. A lost love language.
Why are you so?
So, yo, y'all moms never call y'all dumb? Like,
no.
My mom called me plenty of times. You dumb ass. My uncle.
You probably was doing all types of shit.
Like, I was.
You having orgies. Sneaking out riding your bike, musty.
Trying to hold a window open and shit, so the lawns won't fit it off. Trying to bypass and shit.
Good times. Good
times. I turn out okay.
Good.
I
put the car in neutral, push it to the street.
I was too scared to leave to sneak out.
What?
My brothers would sneak out, they will walk to they pay, like they paved the way for the country. And so, you know, our house was like a good little ways off the road. And so they would drive up and it was like four big trees right in front of the house. And they would turn their lights out, see right there. He would walk out there and go smoke with them. They'll ride around in the like where we lived there. And I'm like, dude, all mama gotta do is open this door and you gone.
My brother got kicked out.
When I get back.
Got kicked out for stealing my mom's car. And I did the same shit. I just never got caught. But
good time. How'd he get caught?
Think about it. Got caught pulling up in that motherfucker.
I slept my boyfriend and I didn't
sneak
out.
I was a sneaker in.
Yes.
I was a sneaker in too. I didn't mind sneaking out at all.
Yeah.
I'm that fucking alarm though. Front door open. Mm-hmm. I'm keeping that bitch cracked. It's like 10 o'clock.
My biggest fear was my mama opening my room door and I wasn't there. I had to be there.
Girl, you gotta put that dress in there for that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. You hear me?
Why your door locked?
Exactly. Open this door.
I mean, that bitch going hard.
How about my room? Have it locked.
Oh,
no.
I had locked.
And
then
my room was like,
you know,
like half the room was like bare room. Like, I had a bedroom to the boys' room.
That's
how my room
was. Y'all ain't feeling me. My room was right across from my mama.
Like
mm-hmm. If I was too loud, you know what I'm saying, you would hear everything that was in that moment. But good times, good fucking times.
We have girls like that'll sneak your ass in the house.
You'd be terrified, but you ain't not going hard. Mm-hmm.
Luckily, my mama was like, Joe's mama gotta have life too. She was down her nigga house.
Shit. Oh, that's a blessing. Man.
Woo, shit.
Girls who got mama to love to go out. Oh my God. What time your mom going?
I'll be there.
No,
she got work late.
I ain't have issue with the mama.
She wasn't working late either. She had a man. She wasn't going out. None of that.
You ever had the reverse of that shit? Like somebody want to see you in that bitch? Mm. I ain't gonna say this girl name, but I used to go to church with her. G. I shit you not. My boy Toby and I don't know if you remember Fred Matt. Mm-hmm. It's 4 fucking a.m. My nigga, they done came pick me up. The girl and told me to come through. So, you know, I'm dapping them up. They dropping me off and get to the door, you know. Silent knocking. The mama opened the door.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, baby.
What?
I'm looking like, hey. And I'm talking about mama, stepdaddy, brothers.
You supposed to know about me.
Everybody up, nigga. And it's like they dapping me up. It felt like they was cheering me on. I'm to myself, I'm like, y'all want me to fuck y'all daughter? You know what I'm saying? Like, I was confused as fuck, son. Like, and when I got in the room, she had, like, this little gown shit on. And, like, she sat on my lap. And I'm still scratching my head. Like,
you should have been scared. Like, is this a ritual?
That's what I'm saying. I'm looking like, all your people up. Like, your brother, little brother just dapped me up. Your mom that hugged me. Like, they know what's up. And, like, she got straight to it. You know, I'm just kind of like, slow down. Like, what's really going on up here?
Right.
That shit was crazy.
That was a chick that had our baby in the bed when we were doing that.
Don't get it.
I get like it's a baby in the bed with us. Oh, she's asleep. I'm like, oh, okay.
I was confused the first time I seen the baby in the bed. I'm like,
she was like, she's asleep. I'm like, so she's like, what are we doing? Gonna put her back to sleep. I'm like,
hey, shit ain't gonna make her wake up.
Yeah, the bed gonna be rocking.
Yeah, no.
Should I never fuck with our babies in the bed?
Oh, no,
no.
What's wrong with that?
Not even.
The crib been with his Christmas tree. This is where the baby crib is. Bed right here.
What's wrong with that?
It's different. You in a relationship, and with the baby still not gonna be in the bed.
Nah, this wasn't no relationship.
Oh, well,
I don't see the problem with it. What's the problem with it?
The fact that my child could wake up. I don't give a fuck.
Your baby don't know what's going on.
I knew you was about to say that. It ain't.
No. Go back to sleep, baby.
Nigga, what?
No. Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Multiple times. I'm just like, you know what?
I trained both my children to sleep in their own beds. Mm-hmm. by a certain age. So I wouldn't have to do that. When I have sex, I'm not trying to be worrying about if I'm gonna wake this motherfucker up. Okay. I'm trying to be wild kicking him in this bitch.
Okay.
At this point, I'm like, fuck some kids.
Wow.
No.
Amen. Let me give you a hand.
Like, no. I ain't trying to be worried about waking up. No.
See, once the action starts, you ain't worried about shit.
Yeah, when that baby wake up, because that don't nothing piss me off. Like, that baby interrupting that middle of the boy.
And see, if you got a real mama, she gonna get up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you gonna have to wait.
I'll be there with my dick hard. Looking at the baby, those, you know, hey, you gonna rock the baby sleep? You can go down there and do my favor. I'll rock the baby.
Or use a filthy fucking creature.
I just, you never done that? Rock the baby sleep while she going, give me your head?
Hell no.
See, y'all.
Hell no.
Wait.
You haven't done.
Hell. I know you fucking lying.
Yeah, something wrong with this nigga.
Never,
motherfucker.
You rock the baby. He's like, I got it. I was like, you just keep doing what you do.
Once that baby get up out of there, because that's too much. Because I'd have been dropped that child.
Burping everything. Put the baby right there. All right. Just sleep. Be good.
Put that motherfucker down and we finna go to the couch.
I'm saying, bro.
That's relationship shit though. Like, if I don't know you or your child, okay, your baby can be in hell as fuck.
Hell no.
What's the next stop?
Told y'all I had a baby walking in on me. Baby,
but you didn't stop though, did you?
We eventually stopped. But
eventually stopped. Like, at what moment was the baby staring at y'all?
That was one of your moments, like, you know, young as fuck, the baby. Yeah. Literally, I'm talking about this nigga ran his whole hand up my leg.
Oh,
girl had like her arms around my neck. So, you know, I'm like, damn, whatever you doing to my leg, feel good in the motherfucker. She like, bitch, what? And she showing me her hands. I turned around, little nigga was standing right there, like, yay.
Oh my God.
Bro, look, I told her, I was like, well, you know, she snapped the fuck out. Get up, nigga.
I know you fucking lying. I
that shit funny. It's funny.
It's funny now.
I was like, I know that shit. Because, like, that is
imagine
one of my
now
worst fears. I have never been caught by my kids.
I don't
want to
get caught by my kids.
Oh, my
the
God.
The closest encounter, I think there was, I'm pretty positive, there was one time that I was at the King and Amar was here.
Oh,
and they were in the living room. And like,
y'all shouldn't even be trying that.
They left.
They were supposed to be gone.
When we no, they were in here, but we didn't even know they were gone.
Oh yeah, that's
true. They come back when we come out. They had like a bunch of stools. Like, where did it come from? Oh, this come from Granny. I'm like, what Granny? Who come over here? Oh, we went over there. And then they look at the we tried to tell y'all that we was about to go, but nobody came to the door.
Y'all fucking that child ain't here. The baby's
was
not
like
good.
How they looked at each other when they was like,
"We know y'all fucking."
Look, that's a
more
like
shit. I'm telling you,
like,
bro,
I don't know what was going on.
Bro, I'll be the one crying if Kendall walk in that room, bro. I'm telling you, I already know.
I will be fucking trying. Oh,
exactly.
Yeah, that will be. That's
not my little girl.
My
not my little girl, dog. I wouldn't even know what the fuck to do.
That shit was funny as fuck. I was like, oh.
My mom and my daddy was.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
And she was saying. And he was like this.
That video is so motherfucking funny. Oh, my. And see, that's my worst nightmare, because my younger child, she'll do some shit like this.
See, that's why I be telling them, because, like, you know, any given moment, you know, it just be spur of the moment sometimes. That, like, I just go up in there and, you know, like, I'm like, look, hold on, like, no, because they'll just walk up in there and be like, no, y'all can't do this.
Right. And my old, well, both of my children are like that. But especially my older one, I'm like, nigga, you 65 years old. Why the fuck you coming up here?
Yeah, they got a bad edge just bumping. Damn, I'm like, hey, nigga, hold up.
Okay, I told this nigga to get ready, and y'all done bust in there. He thinking it's me.
Mm-mm.
fucking kids ruin everything for you.
They do. Kendall don't got that. She don't got bathroom etiquette. Like,
bathroom, oh no.
She just gonna bust in that motherfucker. You know, like I got to lock the door when I go in.
And then they want you to have some more. My younger child asked me for a little brother the other day. Mm-hmm. The fuck?
Your baby toxic.
I'm like, nigga, you your dad to get married. Yes, yeah, that nigga.
Oh, you got all girls. That's why. Yeah, I don't think that's something gonna be
able to handle like right off. Like, I feel like he just now getting to the point to accept the boys, like just being the this is it, this is the norm. And I feel like to add a kid.
A small baby
to it, and it's like, oh my god,
definitely Isaac.
Like, I've been by myself in his mind. He's like, I've been by myself all this time. Now I got them, I gotta share it with them, and I gotta share with this other baby, and they like this baby too. I feel like it's just gonna
work. Well, Isaac was 7 when Kendall was first, man. And it took him a while to adjust to that because he used to be in the center of attention. I remember we were telling him that, oh, he's gonna have another baby. And I was taking them to the dentist, and telling I was getting a car. I was just in the back seat, like, it's gonna be another one of these. Like, he literally said, like, it's gonna be another one of them. And I was like, yeah, dude. He was hurt. It's so funny because, like I watched them play, and then when kids get tired of each other, he's just gonna bring her ass back in. She's in my room, Kyle. Like, nigga, you was playing with her for a whole hour and a half. Now you upset with her. Yeah.
Yeah, seeing my older child, she like, if I could have a baby, and then when they get to a toddler age, them motherfuckers leave, she be all good. She like babies. Once they get to where they get the fucking with shit, she like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Her little sister, she used to want another little brother too. Auntie,
I love them at that, like that age when they start like getting to their personality, where they can talk a little bit, like 3 from the age of for sure, like 2.5 to 5. I love kids at that age. They definitely, so funny to me.
Definitely kill
me. Oh.
Oh my god, they so funny.
My 5-year-old is funny as fuck. I don't want like, one of them motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. Be saying all types.
Man, it be so funny. Like, how you know how to say that?
No, let me tell y'all about Drea. So, this is the day before yesterday in class. So, you know, she's in kindergarten. They still take naps. So, it was time for the kids to get up. So, the teacher is, you know, telling everybody, get up, let's get ready to do this, whatever. Drea was the only one that was up. So, the other kids still laying there. This Drea. So, I know y'all just heard what she said.
No.
In class, to everybody else. Man, and you want me to get pregnant with another mother? Shit.
Them kids will terrify you out of other children, though.
I swear to God.
They will scare your ass. Really,
she run the household. Baby. And she think everybody should do what she said. She really slick. It scared me because I done did some slick shit. But I feel like she going to be like, she a mix. Mm-hmm. She got Keisha and she got me. So I'm like, she going to be slick. I'm going to have to beat her up. But like, she really funny too, G. Like, she'll do some shit and you'll pop up. She'd be like, apologize to Kim. Like, she literally say that shit, you know, and it's funny to me because I'd be like, oh, I gotta stop talking in third person around these kids. Mm. And Junior, he's gonna be a lot of motherfucker. Mm. All he do is swing. Mm. Did y'all peep out the other day? We was at this party.
Mm. I did.
The little boy that was fucking with him, he mushed this little boy like 8 times. I'm like, damn. Like, come on, bro. All he do is swing. He want to fight.
I'm just like, why is you messing with him?
Man, I'm talking about Junior looking at his ass and not seeing him. Like, nigga, this nigga gonna beat you up. You ain't even at the age where you can run around yet, nigga. That's gonna be a big fucker, though. That nigga, he all head and body right now.
I saw that video that was up there fighting with the balloons with each other. I was like, that's crazy. I'm like,
it fucked me up because the whole time he was whining to be picked up. And as soon as I told Keisha, like, it's time to go, that nigga in the middle of the floor. Mm. Look at this nigga now. Right. You've been over here, what, 3-4 hours? Now you comfortable.
It was all that popping
and was scaring me. Yeah, that nigga was going to be scared anyway. I said, he don't fuck with nobody but me and Keisha. So.
I gotta break that.
It gonna come out. But it's different because Kendall went to daycare at an early age, so she was used to being around people. You know what I'm saying? This nigga ain't seen nobody but, you know, me and Keisha the whole time, like a pandemic baby. It's all it was.
School gonna kill his ass.
Ooh, I don't think
first
so.
Day of school.
I think by the time you know he
gonna have to go to daycare
first. Yeah, by the time he go to school, he'll be out of that shit.
Think of them kids when they were being in daycare and they first day of school. They like, screaming, crying.
When King was out of school for that long time, so it was like with the pandemic, everything, he went to his school for the first time. Like it was so shocking because you know you've been in a school setting before. But it was just that he hadn't been in one for a long time. Like we had to chase him. It was crazy. Like
I chased him,
and the two teachers grabbed him, and it was like they was taking him back for observation because each one of them had an arm. He was just kicking his legs. They was like, "Don't turn around, just don't turn around."
Damn.
And it was like I'm way down the hockey, mama.
That's that hurt right there when you hear your baby crying. You're like, ah, shit.
Oh, let's try again tomorrow. Just let him come on.
That shit happened with Kendall when we first started dropping off with daycare. And like, I couldn't do this shit because I hear my baby crying.
It's like, for
I got
sure
to pick my baby up.
To him. Like, yeah. He crying like this.
Even we dropping her off at her mama house. You know what I'm saying? She hollering, "Dad, I'm finna, let me go hug her real quick."
No, my first day. I was like, you good? All right, let's go.
A little girl,
Dre's
walking that bitch like,
Mara,
what's
up?
You good?
I'm right. Telling you, man. You ever have a little girl, you'll get what I'm saying. Because you can be hard on your boys like that. You know what I'm saying? Man.
That's going to change. I don't know why you
my nigga.
That's going
to
change.
Listen to me, nigga. I'm telling you, that little girl going to have you playing baby dolls, coloring, all types of shit.
Your ass gonna be sitting in the middle of the floor with a fucking
nigga.
Pink boa on
nigga,
and a tiara.
Ask me how I know, my nigga.
Get your fucking nails painted.
Motherfucker, combing my beard. She having a whole nigga.
You got bowls in your sheet.
Walking you gonna be walking in the room to ask, get this shit off my neck.
And you gonna be right there playing with her. What? Well. Oh, you made daddy pretty. Yay. That's it.
We watching sports. What the fuck you talking?
With your son, yeah.
With her, nigga?
Mm-mm. But
he gonna have the first female football player in the NFL.
But look, with your little girl, she gonna do it. Whatever you do, she gonna do it with you. Whatever you do, she gonna do it with you.
Gonna be down for your ass like
that. What's gonna fuck you up is she gonna treat you like you her nigga.
I swear.
Like, I can literally be laid up. Kendall gonna come get in the bed up under me like, all right, whatever, what we doing?
You know how you be like, get them out of here. Oh, she can stay here. No,
mm-hmm. Send
her ass to her fucking room.
Mm-mm.
Like them.
Ain't gonna happen. Ain't gonna happen. Mm-hmm. It's cute, though. What's gonna fuck you up is the my daddy war between her and mama. That's what's gonna be. Yeah, two women fighting over.
That's when you look at her and be like, you can't do what I do today.
Don't you tell my fucking baby that. What's wrong with you? What?
I'd be like, I'm extra special today.
Right. That motherfucker goofy too.
Oh, he told us he was having a little girl, and then I stole that. I was dying.
Man, I was really hurt behind that, G. I'm telling y'all, I don't think
everybody else saying quick. Right? I'm always like, nigga, you got a girl.
No, exactly. I'm telling y'all, man. Ask Keisha. No, exactly.
Got more about these dicks.
They said, "Oh, it's a girl." And I stood up in that bitch. I'm like, "What?" And we was supposed to go get something to eat, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, like 15 minutes. I'm just dry. And Keisha finally was like, "What the fuck you doing?" Like, I don't know. Just riding around in West Monroe, nigga. Like, what the fuck? But. Like, I was worried about it at first, but, like, once they put her in my arms, you know what I'm saying? It was a wrap.
Gonna be crying
to see, nigga.
I wanted to have a boy so
listen
bad this second go around. Y'all. I'm talking about I was calling her by her, was supposed to be named.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about, they said it's a girl.
Put that girl in my hand. I'm talking about that. Took it to the office.
Crying,
man, come on. Look,
in my head, I'm like, nigga, you can't even make kids.
I get back to the room, you know, Keisha and her sister finally back in. She talks to me, yeah, bitch, what's wrong with you? Like, nothing, I gotta go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. Yeah, she had nigga touch. Junior, though, I was just there. They pulled his butt ass off. I was like, all right, let's go. You know, that second go round, it's special, but you ain't as shocked. Like, yeah. I was shocked as fuck when they pulled Kendall out that motherfucker. Like, nigga, I got a kid.
Yeah.
Like, it was like months in, and I was still waking up like, damn, I got a fucking child.
Okay. Well, I am somebody's mama. Whole
mama.
Like, the kid,
fuck?
Whole placenta fell out. What the fuck is that on the floor?
See,
the
I didn't go through all this. I probably would have passed the fuck out.
I was like, you want to hold your baby? I'm trying to see what that is. Like, that's on the ground. Like,
she had a C-section. It still was scary, nigga. They was cutting that shit open. I'm talking, it was just nothing separating us but like a sheet. And I was telling her, nigga, it smell like they cooking tacos in this bitch. Like, they brown a hamburger meat. Like, that's her flesh burning. Like, they literally cooking her ass over here. And she just high, just over here smiling, laughing, and joking. I'm like, you don't feel this shit? And they pulled out. I heard that. She got the high. I said, oh, God.
Yeah, I was looking at this
meme
the other day where it was like this first black imitation of a woman being pregnant.
I seen
and it. I mean to share it like, oh yeah, I can't wait to have my organs pushed back again. What?
That's the...
That is seriously what happened.
You can end the show with this.
I think that's her way of saying she wants a penis, my guy, you know.
Well, he knows what's going on in the first of the year, so
we gonna get that shit pushed back in. What are we talking about? I'm telling you.
I'm telling you. Man. What do you have sacrificed? My UID.
Oh, it's my best friend.
Yeah.
So. People let me tell you
about my best. So my cutoff day is the first of the year. Well, not the actual first of the year. But that's all I'm telling him. That's all he got to do. Like,
what?
How so you got to be the
yes, it does. Remember we thought this was you, my nigga? Do that look like you? He lying. Look at me.
I don't see it.
Sent it to him in a group chat, he was like, damn, what the fuck?
That's when we started showing pictures of niggas on Facebook.
That do that favor that nigga? Like, I'm telling you, bro. His favor this nigga, bro.
If I can pull up the picture, I say, all right, that's you.
You out tweaking, bro.
But it's my cousin, Lavelle. We look so much alike.
It's so
funny. I show her a picture of my cousin. She's like, nigga, that's you. I was like, this is my fucking cousin. She's like, you're a rapper now? Like, nigga, that's my cousin. It's my cousin. She's like, nah, this looks just like you. And my family members, they get us so mixed up. They'll see me and they'll look like, man. I'm like, nigga, no, I'm Randy. Look, Randy. What the fuck? Oh, okay. I'm like, I don't look nothing like that dusty ass nigga. Like, God, I mean, you drove as fuck. They're like, oh, boy, you look just like LaBelle. Like, the fuck, I don't. That nigga dusty, hell no.
Man, why you gonna talk about your people like that, man?
Cause, man.
I got an AC like that. That people say, I'm like, I do not look like them.
That's what I'm saying. It's just even when people see my dad, they're like, y'all look like, I'm like, I'm like this crackhead.
That's your dad, yeah.
Like, this nigga sucked up and shit. Like, nah, yeah, you look just like your dad. Well, one time I was at the basketball game, this woman. I was coaching her grandson, and she was like, "Boy, you look like this dude I used to talk to back in the day." I said, "I told her my name." She said, "Yeah, he live in Sturgis, and they call him Frog." Oh, that's my dad. She said, "Boy," I was like, "Oh my god!" I'm looking at the girl I went to school with. I'm like, "That's Forever Williams' mom."
Mm-hmm.
Her mom. I'm looking at her. She's like, "Boy," she looked at her like, "You better have a brother." I'm like, "What the fuck?" She's like, "He about to be your brother." I'm like, "What?" I'm looking there like. Look at my husband right here. Boy, your dad. I'm like, I'm looking at him like, hey,
you know that shit,
excuse
boy.
Me.
I'm like, hey, man. Like, I'm looking at her. She's like, I'm like, no, that's not cool to say your husband right here. Like, the fuck? Yeah, you was about to be my son. I'm like, can't say this shit.
I was about to say,
yeah,
it's so bold, my nigga.
Because she was staring at me as I'm just coaching my uncle, having my uncle coach. I'm like, look at me, like, she must want something. Yeah. I'm up there like, hey, she's like, oh, you look like somebody I know. I told her my dad, like, yeah, yeah, that's him. Mm-hmm. You look just like him. I'm like, what the fuck? Because I'm looking at my dad like, nigga, I'm like, nigga, you don't almost look like you get girls. Like,
but you gotta remember, they was young once upon a time, my nigga. Man,
I'm looking at him like, I asked my mom, what did you see this nigga?
Yeah.
I asked her, like, what did you see this
nigga? My mama told me the other day, my daddy told her, he's like, yeah, that boy was pretty. When he was there, he said, I didn't know he was mine enough. Said, God damn, what the fuck? He said, well, he looked too good to be mine.
Right to say,
anytime
my boy say something, I'm like, God, look at your baby daddy. Mm? Don't tell me nothing. Look at your baby daddy.
They all
you chose them. Or she'll say something like,
they probably used to be that nigga.
I'm like, but you chose him. I didn't choose him.
They probably used to be that nigga back in the day.
I met her dad the first time. And I said, this is what your mom into? I said, this is your mom into?
Well.
I was like, damn, this what your mom into?
What's crazy is, like, I can hear that nigga saying that shit.
I was like, this is what your mom into? Like, God, and then I see her sister there. I'm like, God damn, she's got a type. I told her, like, they can put on the same outfit.
They probably used to be little niggas back in the day.
God, they look
just like,
I saw the receipt.
You trip.
God, these niggas look just alike right now. Like, I told her, like, God damn. Like, they look. I said about the clothes that they had on the shirt. I was like, these niggas look like they come to your graduation with a big ass, long, lazy ass collar shirt, slacks.
Not the Kevin Hart daddy.
Yeah, I'm like, God, God, no, bro. I'm like,
you funny as fuck, bro.
Cause you showed a picture of my sister got. I was like, yep, I told you we're gonna win it.
This nigga, he'll.
I told you we're gonna win it. Like, he had the same.
You got to be stopped.
I described what he was gonna have on. She showed me a picture. I was like, told you. I know he looked like the type that wear that shit.
Like, God, just why?
They all look like your mom. She had like.
I'm sick of this dude today, bro. Y'all have no clue.
I should be thinking like, God damn, your mom actually thought that was something, you know.
Nigga, shut up.
She thought something like
it's terrible, man. Now you gotta think about what the fuck was your daddy doing to your mom?
This why I asked, what he did? Like, I said, was it so, a penis? Or like, what was it? Like,
sit down and think about all the nasty shit that you did.
All right, my dad, right. He was crazy, but my mama, nigga, I like. So I'm thinking like he still to this day bring my mama. We can have a whole conversation about the kids, and he'll slip up. So how your mama doing? I'm like, she all right? For that punk ass nigga, hot. I'm like, damn, nigga, like
that nigga still tender.
I'm like, nigga, he raised me while he was in jail. That nigga stole her from me. I was like, no, you you was in jail. How can somebody steal your woman and you in jail? We used to work together, but you was in jail. I was like, stole my woman. I'm like, no, he didn't. Like, Negro, you lost
the
that.
The judicial system. So, yeah, like,
that's funny as
fuck. You in jail. Like, dude, no, he ain't steal nothing. Like, yeah, he stole my. By the time he got so drunk, and he, I don't know why he told the cops to take him to my mom's house. They knocked on the door. My mom come in there. They're like, yeah, he say he live here. My dad come like, what the fuck he though? I live here. I'm like, what? So they brought him back to the down the street. And he was like, yeah, I was knocking on your door for a long time. I was like, yeah, I saw the blood on the door. I was like, what the fuck is this? Me and old girl got into it. I'm like, nigga, what the fuck you want me to do? And then I was like, why did you go to mom's house, nigga? You think you really thought they're gonna take you home? In the middle of the night? No, he thought, nah, he don't live. Get the fuck out of my house. Isn't it crazy?
Fight.
Every time he bring her up, I'm like, dude, you not over that? Man, I'm 34 years old, nigga. That shit has sailed, nigga. She don't want you. He still. I'm like, man, you got two women fighting over you now, and you still worry about my mama. Like, dude.
Toxic
shit.
I'm girl, nigga, like, it's a nigga, he married to
somebody else and everything. Like, he's like, you know, you're not gonna steal my daughter.
Like, you ever need anything? I'm like, you dated my mama for 5 minutes.
Mm. I swear, anyone that's up in my family, they still think they in the family, baby.
I swear.
and think that feel like if their woman want to come back, they can have it. And I'm like,
no.
This woman been married to somebody else for 12 years now. Why you still coming to my grandma house?
That's not how this works.
You know, I laugh when your grandma was talking about my uncle. That shit was so funny. She was like, DJ? And your grandma still smiled. I was like, yeah, we got that effect on women. We got that effect on women. I ain't know that was your uncle. I'm up there like, I told you. That's that bloodline. This nigga. Ooh, bring them bad memories. Your grandma gonna tell you some shit and you gonna be mad.
Good time.
Oh man, she was so funny.
She just told me some appalling shit. Like, you know, it's so crazy because it didn't hit me until one time I heard Mike Epps, I think he said, y'all be acting like y'all grandma's all, you know, all pure to my shit. Your grandma, your grandma ain't always been your grandma before, you know, like, and like when I had the conversations with her, because I lived with her for a while, and like just knowing some of the stuff. That I was like, Nana, like, oh my God, you was doing that? Nana, not you.
Well, yo, nigga, my great auntie, when I got married, my great auntie gift to me was a 90. Like, yeah, you wear this for him one night, okay?
What?
Nope.
You look like you had to go somewhere for this.
But this was the same motherfucker who got married again in her 80s. So
I got condoms from all my family members. Like my
she was still what?
Condoms. Brothers, auntie, nigga, we was on a church ground. My auntie came and gave me a full box of manuals. Said be careful, baby.
What?
My brother came from Oklahoma, and this nigga so funny, the box was already open. Gave me a box of gold. I'm like, nigga, what the fuck?
Like, yeah, man, just be safe out there. I'm like,
is that all that people do in college is fuck, nigga? What the fuck going on?
Yeah.
That shit was funny, bro.
Kinda.
Still, though, I was not expecting. But, like, all my aunties, well, most of my aunties, like, just real, like, don't keep it real with you no matter what. Mm. Don't give a fuck what's going on. Like, I done probably had some conversations with my aunties that I can't even have with my mom.
Yeah, I always have been that aunt.
Uncles too. My uncles don't give a flying fuck.
Look, I have to ask my sister what I can and can't tell my niece and nephew because I'm open with my kids. So I'm like, nigga, if you...
I wrecked my mama gave me a car and I wrecked the car. Like, the front side of the fender just was fucked up. I hit the little brick things in my mama's house, ran into one of them. My uncle was like, all right, bring it here. We're going to park it. You drive the van home and don't say nothing. I said, because she ain't going to see this big ass van, you know, outside. He's like, I'm just trying to help, nephew. Man, the nigga always, even when y'all gave me the car, nigga came pick me up, leave this girl house, and I'm already mad because the car didn't stop. Nigga get there. He see the girl. He like, nephew, got that. I'm like, I just want to go home. You sure you don't want to stay here? Because, nigga, I'll stay here. I'm like, bro, just take me home. He like, nephew.
Nah, I ain't never had no
idea. She... My aunt, and she passed away. Rest in peace, Kim. But, man, she hit me one time. She was like, you know, if you just want to bring somebody over here. I'm like, wait, what? She's like, yeah, I don't mind. You can just bring them over here. You know, I got a few rooms back there. I'm like, wow. My mom never told me no shit like that ever in my life.
Hell no.
Yeah, I don't think I could be that auntie.
She was cool like that.
I don't be that auntie to where you can tell me. I'm going to be open enough with you for you to be able to tell me something that I feel like somebody needs to know.
Mm-mm.
Or like if it's something that you want to talk to me about.
Buddy. Now, you ain't bringing no little bitch to my house. Now, what I will do is I won't tell your parents if you go take her to a little hotel or whatever.
I'm not sure the cousin's not gonna be calling plenty of times to come pick him up in the hotel room. And I'm like, man, what the fuck you in there doing, man? You know, she told me to come over there and stuff, you know, cuz I'm whipping out. And I'm like,
that's how y'all be talking.
Did you use the protection? Nah, but you know, I'm like, oh my nigga, I'm like, what you doing? every time he hit me up, like, Kimpo, like, cuz, can you come get me? I'm like, where you at? The one in Houston. The one that, nigga.
Right, I know you talking about this.
This nigga all the way in Houston calling me. Him and his mom got into it. She kicked his ass out the car. I'm listening to the cops call, talking to him. So, is he going to send you the money? I'm like, you need money? What the fuck you need money for? I need a Greyhound bus ticket. I'm like, nigga, it is, what, 12 o'clock? You need me to send you the money? Yeah, Kimpo, I was just trying to get home, man. Cops on there, and get on the phone. Yeah, he said you was his uncle. I'm like, nigga, I'm his cousin. Oh, well, whoever it is, he going to send him some money? So I had to pay for him to get a hotel room, buy him a bus ticket. The next day,
the bus didn't go out till like Monday night.
Oh, wow. The next day, this nigga show up. Somebody drove his ass all the way from Houston to this apartment. And then get off, like, you the one, his cousin, you gonna take him from here? I'm like, I guess. Nigga brought all his clothes in here. I'm like, I'm calling his grandma. I know he's over here, right? Yeah, we figured you was gonna get him. I'm like, what y'all figure I was gonna get him?
That ain't how that work.
I'm like, you know, he's sitting there. I'm saying, where you gonna go, man? I said, you can stay here for a little bit, but you gotta find your spot. He was like, all right, Kimpo. 5 minutes later, somebody pulled up. I'm like, who's this little girl out here? Don't worry about it. That's somebody I talked to. I said,
oh, wow.
This nigga.
Y'all work fast.
Yeah, I'm like, this nigga. Damn. I'm like, but you drove all the way here. I'm like, you ain't have nobody else to go to. No, Kimpo, that's why I call you. Just like I found out he got a girl pregnant and shit. I asked how old she was. How old? 14. Like, nigga, you about 3 years older than her ass. Like, what the fuck going on? I was like, I'm about to be turned 15. Though. I said, sweetheart, that don't mean shit. You pregnant, about to have this nigga baby. He about to be 18. Like, nigga, you can go to jail. Nah, mom, cool though. I said, nigga, I don't give a fuck. You make her mom.
The minute she get pissed off at you.
That's why I told her, nigga, you going to jail. How people on your ass? I'm like, nigga, you gonna go to jail? Nah, she cool. She ain't gonna do that.
Hell.
Trying to talk to him, so he don't want to listen. I'm like, all right. Anytime they have an issue, they call me. I'm like, I'm not this nigga dad. Like, I'm the cousin. I'm like the third, fourth cousin, not the first. I'm third or fourth in the line, you know. I'm not your first cousin, but you calling me though. Like, what the fuck?
Cool cousin, man.
Yeah, that's why he's anytime, nigga, but you've been here so many times. Him and his mom getting into it about the car. He was mad that his sister boyfriend was driving his shit, and he took the keys. That they couldn't but get into the house, so they called me to see if I could talk to him, convince him to give the keys back to them. They come up. I'm like, he's staying over here. He got another girl here. I'm like, nigga, this ain't your baby mama. What the fuck is this? Oh, she cool, man. I'm like, do you know the whole stuff? She said, yeah. I'm like, Kimpo, man, what are you doing? Like, you just living a life that you don't want to live.
That's too much.
Already. Hell no. Then it's going to the military. I'm like, this.
How old are you?
He just turned 18.
Oh, he good. That's going to teach us. Hopefully, he don't get fucked up like you did. But that'll teach him some discipline. Yeah, the military really fucked you up, dude.
Nah, it changed my life. It did.
It did in the worst way.
For the good. For the good.
He was out there looking at dicks. Now you dramatize. You don't moan during sex. There's a lot of shit going wrong with you, G.
That's part of the military. You gotta look at some ass, man. Like some
nigga ass.
You have to. Taking the showers and shit, nigga.
You gotta look at nigga ass.
I mean, how else you gonna watch your dick?
I can watch my dick without looking at nigga ass.
And I mean, it's kind of hard. You walking and just ass out. So.
All right. So,
your eyes number just went down.
We want to thank y'all for listening to another episode of These Fools. I'm sick of this nigga. I just wanted to wrap this shit up.
And nothing wrong with just.
Miss Ryan. Miss Paige.
Measure your dick to the nigga in the shower.
I'ma just turn your shit off, my nigga.
All right.